Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Barr opened the Statesboro City Council regular bimonthly meeting honoring two police officers and two citizens for their life-saving actions. Recognition of Statesboro police officers Apo Arian Waters and Corporal Josh Harris, along with two citizens Bailey Brown and Whitney Dame, for their life-saving actions on March 29, 2023. A woman in our community suffered medical distress. Two family members, Bailey Brown and Whitney Dame, immediately began life-saving CPR. Apo Waters and Corporal Harris soon arrived and assisted with CPR until the arrival of EMS. The woman was later revived at the hospital, and the medical staff has given full credit to the life-saving CPR these four performed. Citizens Brown and Dame were not available to attend the meeting but were recognized earlier with a presentation at SPD headquarters. Below is all of the city business covered at the meeting. Consent agenda. All approved. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve the consent agenda. A. Approval of minutes. A. The 4th of April 2023 Council Minutes. B. The 4th of April 2023 Executive Session Minutes. Public Hearing. Tabled. Public Hearing and Consideration of a Motion to Approve. Application RZ 4 March 23. Long Company Limited requests a zoning map amendment from the CR, Commercial Retail, Zoning District to the R3. Medium-density residential zoning district on approximately 2.65 acres of property in order to construct approximately 7 triplexes at 310 Myrtle Crossing Drive. Citizens pack the council chambers. Most opposed to rezoning. Dwayne Grice. After opposition to the rezoning, the developer asked to table the rezone to give them time to meet with the homeowners association and attempt to work out an agreeable resolution. The council agreed to table for 4 weeks. Joseph Stuckey spoke on behalf of the developer in favor of the zoning request. Vincent Berkowski, a resident of Myrtle Crossing, spoke against. Trent Maurer, a resident of Myrtle Crossing, spoke against. Alice Holloway, representing Myrtle Crossing Homeowners Association, spoke against. Approved. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve an alcohol license in accordance with the City of Statesboro Alcohol Ordinance Section 6-13, a PSH Stadium Development 100 Tormenta Way, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. License type. Event venue. Darren Van Tassel, the managing partner for PSH Stadium Development, spoke in favor. New business. Tabled. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-18. A resolution of the City of Statesboro Mayor and Council to permanently change the polling place for the Statesboro 1 voting precinct from William James Educational Complex to the Louetta Moore Building. Lautensack, a member of the Bullock County Board of Elections and Registration, requested of the city to table the selection of Louetta Moore as the new voting site. They have some logistical concerns, primarily regarding the location being too small to handle countywide elections. Len Fatica, chair of the Bullock County Democratic Party, spoke in favor of locating to the Louetta Moore Building. The current polling place for the Statesboro 1 voting precinct is the William Yadot Mies Education Complex and is no longer available for the use of municipal elections. The Louetta Moore Building is in close proximity to William James and is available for municipal elections. The Louetta Moore Building will provide more space to adequately accommodate poll workers, election equipment, and voters. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-19. A resolution to award a contract to Gilbert & Associates to provide grant writing and administration services for the FY 2023 Community Development Block Grant. 10. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-20. A resolution to award a contract to WSP to provide engineering services for the FY 2023 Community Development Block Grant. At the March 7, 2023 meeting, City Council approved staff to apply for an FY 2023 Community Development Block Grant. Following that meeting, staff solicited a request for qualifications for grant administration services in accordance with the guidelines and regulations set forth by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. Following receipt of a single submittal on April 10, 2023, a City Evaluation Committee reviewed and evaluated proposals received and have selected Gilbert & Associates for recommendation of award. Approved. Consideration of a motion to allow the Statesboro Fire Department to purchase 3 self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBA, 18 SCBA cylinders and 10 SCBA facepieces for an amount of $44,768.42 from Fisher Scientific. Approved. Consideration of a motion to award a contract for professional engineering and right-of-way services of the West Main Street Intersection Improvements Project to Atlas Technical Consultants LLC, Atlas, in the not-to-exceed amount of $399,800. The project work will be paid from TSPLOST funds. This project proposes to assess the intersections of West Main Street with Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Johnson Street and provide a solution for realignment of roads entering these intersections. All three roadways at this intersection are major routes for city traffic and intersect at a skewed angle, which also causes sight distance issues and long vehicle queues on Johnson Street and MLK. Further, there are drainage considerations with Little Lots Creek and an adjacent railroad spur. This project will realign the intersections to improve intersection safety and efficiency, provide drainage infrastructure improvements, and include easements and parcels acquisitions needed to complete the work. Approved. Consideration of a motion to award a contract to Y Delta Inc. in the amount of $225,667.17 for the Briarwood Road Water Project. The project will be paid from Water Sewer Enterprise Fund revenues. In order to provide adequate fire protection to new residential construction, an existing residence, existing offices, and the wastewater treatment plant office on Briarwood Road, we are recommending the installation of 1400 LF of new 8-inch water main. This area is currently served by a small 2-inch main that does not provide adequate flow for fire protection in this area. Other business from City Council. Council Lady Venus Mack reminded citizens about the business listening session, which will be held Monday, April 24 at 6 p.m. in the City Council chambers. Councilman Phil Boyum called out the bad actors that are not being honest about the type businesses they are running as one of the primary causes of violence in downtown. City Council must stop bad actors from operating businesses under false pretenses. We have had 5 shootings in the city in 6 days. We must as a council step up and stop bad actors from running establishments pretending to be something they are not and operating under false pretenses. A downtown church with a bouncer? This is a problem. We must make sure businesses operate in a manner that is truthful and in our citizens' best interest, said Councilman Boyum. Secondly, we need to require all apartment complexes do the right thing and install camera systems in their complexes. City Manager Charles Penny informed Councilman Boyum that the church building on East Main Street that has been rented out to large parties has been sold. The new owner is very concerned about how the building is being used. The second trouble spot is owned by local businessman Rick Smith and is rented to a business incorporated as the Sugar Shack Lounge but operates as the Sugar Shack Event Hall. The Sugar Shack operators routinely advertise provocative parties like the one held on Saturday night, billed as an after-prom party, which 2 high school students were injured after a fight and gunfire in the club. The parties begin at 10 p.m. and go on for hours. The operators claim that they are renting out the venue and have no idea that these types of events go on there, even though they continue week after week. Council Lady Sherry Barr saluted the Statesboro Police, who just completed a SAT rectification process. Out of 414 measures they were judged on, they received a 100% score on all 414 measures. City Manager's comments. Virginia Ann Franklin Waters regarding a historical marker for the train depot, which is close to the Art Park, which is the location of the first train depot. Public comments. General Marshall Webster addressed the City Council regarding underfunding of the City Police Department, which is part of the woke anti-police nonsense. Executive session. City Council went into a brief executive session but returned taking no action. Click here to view the agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of the meeting.